from Sweetest Friends. This year should be a special schus for Gil Shoshana, Bas Necha Gittel, Bracha Vatzlach Vachamaz Yadea, Shmuel Alexander Ben Necha Gittel, Bracha Vatzlach Vachamaz Yadav. And we're going to be basing this in the Sefer Dibe'er and Parshas Nitzavim. It says in the Torah, Ki HaMitzvah HaZos, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, this mitzvah I'm commanding you, Lona Flesi Mimcha, Lola Ruchokahi. It's not hidden from you, it's not far away from you. Lola Shemayim Hilemor, it's not in the heavens that you might say, Miyale Lanoa Shemayim of Yikachelan, of Yashmeinu Osav and Asena, who's going to go up to Shemayim and take it down for us and we'll do it. It's not on the other side of the ocean that we're going to say who's going to go to the other side of the ocean. Take it for us. It's very close to you, in your mouth and in your heart, to do it. The Ramban writes that it says ki mitzvah azos is talking about the mitzvah of tshuva. That we mentioned earlier in the parasha Ayin Sham, sorry, it's the Sforno. The Gemara in Erevin and Daf Nun Hey, however, we see that it's talking about Talmud Torah. We learn Lo b'Shemayim hi, v'lo me'ever l'yom hi. Lo b'Shemayim hi, shim b'Shemayim hi, ata tzrich la'alos achareya, v'im me'ever l'yom hi, ata tzrich la'avor achareya. Lo b'Shemayim hi, lo timtza b'mishim akviya datu alaka shemayim. First we say it's not in Shemayim. If we'd be in Shemayim, you have to go after it. It's not Me'ever Le'yam. If we'd be Me'ever Le'yam, you have to go get it. In the name of Rava, we say, Lo b'Shemayim hi, you're not going to find Torah in somebody who's Datu Aleika Shemayim, who's haughty, who's arrogant. You can't find Torah. An arrogant person, not real Torah. Lo b'Shemayim hi, says in the Gemara, you're not going to find Torah in Gasei Ruach, people of a thick spirit, which is a shear in itself, what exactly Gas Ruach is. But it's talking again about Torah. Lo me'ever le'yam, you're not going to find it with people who go on business trips, traveling here, traveling there, sachronim, tagronim. We're always going me'ever le'yam, so you see it's going on Talmud Torah. And that apparently is against what the Ramban says. The Ramban says pshat in the pasuk is tshuva. See in the Gemara it's going on Talmud Torah. And that the Pasuk says, Ki mitzvah zos lo b'shamayim hi, we have to understand what's the Salka Daitach, that it's Rechokahi, that it's Me'ever Le'yam, it's here, it's in front of you. What's the Havamina, that it's Rechoka, it's Me'ever Le'yam? And what's the Havamina, that we would have to go get it? It's not in Shamayim. Saying that we would have to say, who's going to go to Shemayim and get it for us? How can you command us to do something we can't do? Look at the Alshich who asked this kasha. Also, you have to understand what's the kefil. Lo neflesi mimcha v'lo rechokahi. Chor, it's the same thing. It's not niflesa, niflesi. Nifla is like separated from you, pele, something out of the ordinary. It's not far away. Lo rechokahi, it's not far away. Same Zach. Look in the Or Chaim HaKadosh. You have to understand the specification. Lo b'shamayim hi, v'lo me'ever le'yam hi. Chor, it's the same thing. Shemayim and ever le'yam. It's not that far away. Shemayim, ever le'yam. And chor, that's already included in lo neflesi mimcha v'lo rechokahi. So why do we have to add? Lo b'shamayim hi, lo me'ever le'yam hi. The whole parish is miksha achas. Many, many difficult difficulties. Also, it says, Lo neflesi mimcha. It's not separate from you. By Rechoka, it just says Rechokahi. It doesn't say Rechokahi mimcha. Look in the Kli Yakar and see what he says. I have a whole slew of questions in this parasha. How we can fit the Ramban in with the Gemara. The Gemara says it's talking about Talmud Torah. The Ramban says it's talking about Tshuva. It's the Havamina, it's Bashamayim. What's the Havamina that you would have to go get it if it were impossible? And the Kefil of Lo Neflesi, Lo Rechoka, Why neflaitzim imcha, right? Righteous rechokahi. And why twice we already write? Lo neflaitzi imcha v'lo rechokahi, lo b'shamayim hi le'mor, lo me'ever le'yam hi. Why do we have to add in the lo b'shamayim, lo me'ever le'yam? So, Hagon Rav Manch Zatzal, and moment of saying that the world is broken up by the Kuzari into five categories. Domem, Somer, Chaim, Medaber, Yehudi. Rocks, plant, vegetation, living creatures, animals, and human beings. Number four, number five are Jews. And I say Rav Man is in a category in itself. He's the sixth category, just above almost anything imaginable. So I more than highly recommend this farm. We can explain as follows that the yisod of the union of tshuva is milashon lashuv. That your place is where you were before, where you were before sin. That you went away from that place, and now you're returning to that place where you were before sin. That's tshuva's lashuv. If you were completely disconnected, and it's not your place anymore, you would have to start again. And if that would be the case, that you just went so far away and now you have to start again returning, you're not still connected on any level, it'd be very, very hard to do tshuva. You're davuk b'chet. How are you going to change your mitzvahs? Only through this, that even after sin, the shorish, the mahus, is letova, and the ra isn't your etzem mitzvahs. It's a davar mikri. It's just by chance. Not really be'etzim you, which we spoke about in a recent shir, beautiful idea of Rav Chalap, about how be'etzim people are good, be'etzim people are tov, there is something external. Not really us, not our neshama elokis. There's bad forces from the outside, penetrated, make us want to do bad things, but it's not really us, be'etzim we're good. The tshuva is returning to your source that wasn't misbatel afal pishachata. And even after you sin, you want to come back. You have to remove the ikuvim, anything stopping you from coming back. That's what tshuva is. And that's what enables tshuva. And as I zok in Pusik yedalet, ki karov elecha davar meod, bificha ulevavcha la'asoto. Ramban explains, it's not far away from you, it's close to you, you can do it at any time, in any place. That's what it means. Says the Ramban, why is it in your heart and in your mouth? That we can do vidui, that's beficha. Turn with our hearts to our Hashem, that's B'lavavcha. We can be Makabal the Torah again, L'doros. In other words, since, like we said, sin is against your Metzias, returning to your Metzias is Karav Eilecha Dover Meod. Ein Adover Nifla V'rochok Mimcha. Ava Karav Meod Eilecha L'Asilso. V'chol Eisu V'chol Makom. It's very close to you. That's your Etzem HaMetzias. That's who you are. Memela, all you need is a vidui and a charata. Express what's in your heart anyway. You return to Hashem. It's mamish gevaldik. That's tshuva. And that's pshat in the Rambam in the seventh parak of Vichas Tshuva. Lach alef hol rishus l'chol adam nesuna lo. Yishtadil adam lasas tshuva l'svadas b'fiv mechatov linor kapov mechatov. Since permission is given to everybody, everybody has free choice, you should try to do tshuva. And to confess with your mouth your sins, and to shake away off your hands from all your sins, in order that you should die and be a Baal Tshuva, v'yizke l'chay olam haban, b'zocha to the world to come. So l'chora, what do we need this hakdama for? Rishus b'yad kol adam, it's pashut. If a person was mukhrach, it's not a sin. How can you say he sinned if he had to do it? It wasn't a sin. Of course rishus. If there's something to do tshuva, and it means it's rishus b'yad kol adam. Your sin was only because Rishus Kiyad Biyad Kol Adam. So certainly you have free choice. Why do you have to be makdim? Say, be mishtadil and tshuva because you have rishus. What does that have to do with dafka with tshuva free choice? Tshuva has free choice to do with everything. Based on what we said, it would appear the Rama means as follows. He's not coming to explain how tshuva helps. He's coming to explain, how is it possible to do tshuva after you become tame with sin? The Rambam says it's not hard. Tzarech lasos tshuva l'svados b'fiv, like the Ramban says, ki karva l'chadar mafichu levavcha lasos avidu in tshuva. The Rambam adds, v'linor kapov mechatov, shake your hands off from sin. That corresponds to what it says, ki karva l'chadar me'od. Your essence is good. Just shake it off. Shake off the sin. It's not part of your mahus. So it's beautiful in the pasuk. Karve lecha dar morficha b'levavcha. Rambam says, do vidui. Asas tshuvah esvadas b'fiv. And then linor kapov mechatov ki karve lecha dar meod. Very close. Just shake it off. The chait isn't part of your essence. Not part of your mahus. It's in your chitzonius. It's just on your hands. All you have to do is shake your hands off, and it's gone. And that's what the Rambam means, that even after you sin, your metzias is l'tova. However, rishus biad kol adam nesuna lo, we shouldn't say that since you sin. Now you're ra, because you sinned in the first place. Because you're ra, the sinning makes you more ra, but why did you sin in the first place? Because you were ra. But you could have overcame it, even though be'etzem you're ra. You're evil. You're not, but I'm saying. You would think that. You could have overcome this test, and you didn't. You get punished. No. And then you would also think that after you sin, now it's impossible to do tshuva. How are you going to shake off the ra? It's part of you. If the Rambam says, no, there's no such thing as you're essentially evil. The sin came because rishus kol adam nesuna lo. The sin came in the first place because you had free choice. But that doesn't mean that you're be'etzem ra. You chose ra. There is something inside of you that's pushing you in that direction, but that's not you be'etzem. Not your greatest ratzon. Your greatest ratzon is not to be ra. Your greatest ratzon is to be tov. External yitzarim get in the way. Hormones get in the way. It's not you. So therefore, even though you sin, be'atzmi, is you're still good. And therefore, tshuva is easy. And the Rambam continues, since you have free choice, however, rishus l'chol adam nesuna lo, and be'etzim you're good. Therefore, yishtadal adam asas tshuva s'adam tshuvim mechatav v'nam kol mechav. It's easy. Just do tshuva vidu, and you're there. Part of you. B'zochad olam haba. That's what it means in the Gemara Pesachim and Dalet Amud Beis. Seven things were created before the world was created. Torah, tshuva, gan eden, gehenem, kisei hakavod, beis hamikdash. And the name of Mashiach, so I understand all the other ones, it's all Ruchnius. They're not Talui in this world, they can be there before the world. But Tshuva is an Indian of Chait and Kapara. Where do we have Tshuva before the world? So the Gemara learns in the Pasuk of Tashev and Osha Daka Vatomer Tshuva B'nei Adam. So we're not talking about the act of Tshuva. We're talking about the Jerisha L'Tshuva, to seek out Tshuva. Rashi says, "Ad yidake levavu lefanecha," until your heart gets very low. The Torah shuvu b'nei adam, and it tells you to return. You have to seek out tshuva. Why? Because the mahus is good, and therefore a person is seeking out tshuva, and therefore tshuva is begeder b'ficha levavcha la'asot. So it's very easy. You could do it because essentially you're good. And this has to do with before the world was created. Because the world was created according to the plan that tshuva encompasses. In other words, that a person's be'atzam good. If a tshuva has to be before the world was created, that's what enables a person to do tshuva. There's a beautiful maimer of Rav Huttner in Pachad Yitzchak, where he talks about how tshuva is in muchrach at the end of days, and that's what tips the scales today also. That's what enables us to do tshuva today. Because there's something already in creation that at the end days we have to do tshuva. That's what enables us to do tshuva now. So here we have also from before creation. It's also that Be'etzem man is turning towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzarif Machshava Tova L'maisa. Is that Machshava Tova we have? That's our essence. It's very close to Maisa. But the Machshava Ra is not considered a Maisa, because that's not who we are. If we didn't actually do it, we didn't do it. So far away from our existence, from our reality. So the Machshava Ra's don't count. Look in the Gemara. Kedushin. Amites Amid Beis. Unlike by Akum, where it's Fakert. And that's the sugi on Chagiga Tesvav Amid Aleph Legambe Acher. The Baskol comes out and says, Shuvu Banim Shovavim Chutz Me Acher. Everybody should return, except for Acher. Acher Elisha ben Avuya can't return. Acher said in the name of Rabbi Akiva that it says Lo Yachenu Zav is Zchuchis V'Tumurasa Klipaz. They're just like Klizav V'Kli Zchuchis, even though they're broken, they have a Takana. So to a Talmud Chacham Shesarach Yesh Lo Takana. So Amar Leicha Zorbecha. So yes, it. So Rabbi Meir said to him, listen, you can return. Like you said, that Klizav and Klizchuchis have a takana. You could fix them when they're broken. So too a Talmud Chacham was fixed can be broken. That's why Talmud Chacham is compared to Zav and Zchuchis. So Rabbi Meir says, no, Rabbi, so do tshuva. He says, no, I already heard Me'achorei Apargo, Tshuvu Banim Shovim, Chutz Me'acher. It's too late for me. Tosfos says, from the Yerushalmi, that when Elisha got sick, where the mayor came to visit him, he said, Chazor Becha. And he says, if I do Tshuva, they're going to accept me. And he says, Toshev Eno Shadda Kava Tumra Shuvu B'nei Adam. No matter what, even when you're low, even when you're sick, you can still do Tshuva. Bocha Elisha V'Niftar. So he cried and he died. Rebbe Meir said, it looks like he died with tshuva, ayin sham. L'chorot shver. Since now, till now, was chutz me'acher, what changed? What changed now that he was almost dead? Why is there now room for tshuva? So based on what we said, it would appear that the ikar discussion here is not on being accepted to do tshuva. The question is, can you just separate yourself from chait? Is it easy for you to do tshuva? Can you shake it off? It says shuvu banim shovin. Rashi says yuma pevav amin aleph di b'maskel d'mei kara. That shuvu banim shovin means as if you did the sin out of youthfulness, out of silliness, out of naughtiness. Shuvu banim shovin. You just acted like naughty little kids, mischievous kids. It's against your metzias. It's not really you. It's a maisa mikri. It's without das. It's like a childish act. And therefore tshuva demands b'fichu v'avcha la'asosa. And in that we say chutz me'acher. Why? Because he was mekatzitz b'netiyos. Yerushalmi, brother of the Marasha there, says chutz me'acher she'odea kochi u'miskavin limrod bi. That's the inyan of Avodazara. If you're modin Avodazara, you're kofru u'chala Torah kule. It was mekatzitz. He cut off the shaychus with the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu. He completely detached himself from the makor atov. And therefore he can't do tshuva. It's very hard after he loses this inyan of the ficho v'levav chala asosa. After he loses this inyan of connection, therefore it's not so easy for him to do in his heart and mouth anymore. And that's what it says about a Talmud Chacham Shesarach is like klizav klizchuchis that broke, that can be fixed, because the chomer is still there. It didn't change. It doesn't have the same tsura. Since there's the chomer of the silver of the glass, you can remake it. Except for Acher. Acher's whole chomer changed. He can't do tshuva. But before he died, now the kochos hara were nechlash. They became weaker now. So now we can already talk about doing tshuva. At Tashay ben oshadaka dechtucha shel nefesh. So Rabbi Meir said to him, no matter how low you are, your tshuva is still going to be accepted. Because Achya said, listen up. What good is it now? I have no more kochos. He said, perfect. Even now it's accepted. But before Achya figured, he had all of his kochos. He's be'etzem ra. And therefore he did. He died mitoch tshuva. Yunyankiv and Chagiga, he writes, and when it says Chutz Me'achar, Afagav, Shein Lecha Dabar, Shalom Lefnei HaTshuva, Mikol Mokom Kevin Shiyada, Ve'yemachabin Limrod, Eina Bechlal, Shar Bali Tshuva, Shein Ekorim Bonim Achar Tshuvasam, Ve'bol Etar Misayin Lo, Ma'ashen Ken Achar, Rechaku Min HaShamayim, Bezeh Shisham HaBaskol. And even though nothing stands before Tshuva, since he knew God, and he had Kavanah to rebel against God, he's not included in other Bali Tshuva. That are called banim after their tshuva. When they become to be pure, then they get their help. Mashen kein acher, min hashamayim, they separated him. Shuvu banim shovavim, a child is connected to the parent. That helps him do tshuva. We're banim of Hashem. But if you lose your shame banim, you stop believing, you're moreid, you're makir, es ribono, mechavein limrod bo, person knows about God, and he rebels anyways, no hope. That's why Achir figured I'm done. And that's the famous Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel and Dalit. Read it quickly. V'efshe sheyechta adam chayt gadol l'chatoim rabim ma'achitin adin l'fnei dayin ha'emes sheyeh piron mizeh achoyte al'chatoim elu she'osa b'rtzona midayto shemoyinim imimenu ha'tshuva. You can do sins that are so bad, the right to do tshuva is taken away. V'eminichon l'rishus loshuv me'risho k'dei sheyomos v'yod l'cheto sheyaseiv. No rishus to do tshuva when a person's sins are so bad. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said through Yishaya shmein le'evam hazeh. They sin so much, no tshuva anymore. That's right. First he sinned, and then his bechir was taken away. Menias tshuva. And God sent Moshe k'tei l'odil l'pei olam shebizman shomeni HaKadosh Baruch Hu atshuva l'chotei enu yachol lashuv ala yomus berisha she'osa b'tchila b'rtzoyna. Since he started off Pyro and he refused to do tshuva, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it weiter. V'chein sichon l'fi avon ha'shoylo nischayev l'mono min atshuva kish Hashem l'kechas rucha v'am sevobo. So sichon was taken away his right. The Knanim were so abominable. They started up with the Jewish people also. Also in the time of Eliyahu, Hirabu Lefshoa. Atasibosis Lima Choranis, Manata Mehamat Shuv Eliyahu Set Hashem. They weren't able to do Shuv. And Alacha Dalid, the Rambam writes, Ukinyan Zesh Sholem at Sadikim, and Avim, with Philosom, Mes Shem Lazar Mala Emes, Kmoshom Radab Rainisham Darkecha, Kloma Imeini, Chata, Chatoi Derecha Emes, Shemene Eida Darkecha, Yichud Shimcha. God, David Melech says, God, show me your way. Don't let my sins prevent me from finding the Derech HaEmes. I want to know your pathways. I want to know your Yichud Hashem. V'chein zeh shama v'ruach nediva, a good spirit, a generous spirit, tismecheni, I should be able to rely on. Kolomar taniach ruchi lasos cheftzecha. Let my spirit do your will. V'yigmu lichatoy lemaneni menat mitshuva. El ashtia rishus biyadi atshach sorvav made the Derech HaEmes. Rather, the rishus should be in my hand till I return, and I'll know the Derech HaEmes. So it means v'ruach nediva tismecheini. Yes, my spirit wants to do your will, David HaMelech said, but God doesn't always allow this, because some chatoim prevent a person from returning, and then you can't do tshuva. That's what it means in the Rambam. Halacha gimel she'ein minichan lo rishus lashuv mirisha. Rishus is shiltom, like al tesvade lo rishus in Pirkei Avos, even modern Hebrew, they say Rashuyot, Rashut Hazeh, Rashut Hazeh. That's Shilton, that's the ruling power. So it means Ein Menichon La Rashus. In other words, he doesn't have the Shilton, he doesn't have the rulership, he doesn't have the power to do tshuva, because Ra overcame him. That's what it means. Vatas Sibosus Liv Macharanis, you turn their heart astray. Lev is the Rotzen Apnimi. Normally the Lev is good, but there's certain instances where tshuva is impossible, but that's the exception to the rule. The rule is that we are good. The rule is that we can do tshuva. Just in certain instances, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you're so far off, I'm not even going to let you have the chance. Anyone can do tshuva. Goyim can do tshuva. Jews can do tshuva. For us, it's easier, it's closer. Because the mahusa of the Neshama Elokis, Neshama Yehudis, is higher. But everybody can do tshuva. But there's a certain point where a person just goes beyond the pale. It's too late. Can't do tshuva anymore. So mitzvah Hashem, in the next shiur, we will conclude this mahalach and explain the psukim hafli v'fele in the second segment, and we should all be zoche. L'lomodu l'lamid l'shma v'lasas l'kayim is called divrei salmu tarasa v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved prayer.